Sunshine Today with Ann Stevens, sponsored by Sunshine Ministries and Evangelistic Outreach. Today's program will lift your faith as you walk through the life of a child of the living God.
Hi, and welcome to Sunshine Today. This is Ann Stevens, and this program is to proclaim the loving intervention of God in the lives of His children, and it's based on Hebrews 13:8, that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
And I'm so glad He is.
Well, today in the studio with me, I have Dr. Billy Holland. He's married to Cheryl, and they have been married for 38 years. They live in Nicholasville. They attend Church of the Savior, which is my church also. And they have two children. Their son is Joshua, and his wife is Taylor Marie, and a daughter, Jamie Nicole, and her husband is Luke. He received a bachelor's degree in theological studies, a master's of theology in Christian counseling, and a doctorate of divinity in Christian counseling from Christian Bible College and Seminary in Blue Springs, Missouri. He received a second doctorate in Christian education from Anderson Theological Seminary in Camilla, Georgia. He's a certified chaplain with the Kentucky Fire Commission and the Kentucky Federation of Fire Chaplains. He is a faith-based psychological first aid team member with the Kentucky Community Crisis Response Team, which is called KCCRT, which is a state organization that is a branch of Kentucky Emergency Management and teaches FEMA and Homeland Security. And a side note, he's on call for any type of disaster-related crises within the state of Kentucky and, if needed, anywhere in the country. He retired last year from UPS, his other vocation, and now has the time to serve Christ full-time. You know the old saying, ministers don't retire, they refire. Well, Billy's no exception. Listen to this. He's a chaplain with Jessamine County Fire District and has been since 2012, and a team member and chaplain of the local community emergency response team, CERT, abbreviation. He's a volunteer unit chaplain at the Thomas Hood Veterans Center in Wilmore, where he does a Bible study and leads worship 2 days a week. He leads a biweekly Bible study and leads worship at Hope Lodge, a UK American Cancer Center for cancer patients. He also ministers at Lord's Legacy Life Ministries, and that's a ministry for mentally challenged adults, and the Jessamine County Senior Citizen Center and Diverse Care Nursing Home. On top of all that, he's written a book, soon to be a bestseller, A Lifestyle of Worship, which brings to the reader how to live in the awareness of God's presence. And the author selection committee for this year's 34th annual Kentucky Book Fair has chosen his book to be included in this year's events. And that's not easy to do for your first book. Now, with all that I've said, he's saying if you need worship for your organization, that he would be honored to come. Wow. All that education, all the things that you've done, that is amazing. How does God make a man to have these desires?
I definitely want to give God all the glory for giving me the perseverance.
Yeah.
Allow me to say that education is good and can teach us many things, but there's no substitute for God's anointing that has the power to change a heart.
All this education wouldn't do any good if you didn't have the love of Jesus. It wouldn't go anywhere.
And I just want to say just a quick word to those in the ministry that's doing the work of the kingdom for the Lord. Do not feel condemned, unworthy, or unqualified to be God's minister just because you've not had the opportunity to go to school.
Yeah, Joyce Meyer, look where she's gone.
Absolutely.
She hasn't had, and sometimes it hurts ministers. There's some very liberal seminaries.
There's people that's never been to school that are powerful people of God, and there's people that have been to school that may not be. So I really feel like the Lord is looking for purity and obedience, and He can take care of the rest.
And what's that scripture? He's looking all over for a man whose heart's after him in
Absolutely.
The Old Testament.
Second Chronicles 16:9 says, "For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong on the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him."
Thank you. I love that.
You know, I respect a lot of people that went to school and worked at the same time, and I did find that out the hard way, and I can relate to that, and I have a lot of respect for people who have really put in the effort and the burning the midnight oil, so to speak.
Yes. Well, tell us how it all began. I mean, were you raised in a Christian family? Did you get saved young?
Yes,
tell us about it.
I just want to begin by saying I've had a great life, and I appreciate all the friends and family that's helped me. I had great parents. I was raised in church and taught the Word, and they've encouraged me throughout the years, and I really appreciate that. A lot of this started in a very strange way. My dad had a bunch of guitars in the attic when I was a kid, and I went upstairs and played around with them. And I was in a youth group at church, and I had an uncle that showed me how to a few chords on the guitar, and I started learning how to play the guitar, and I started playing with the youth at church and leading worship with like 12, 13 years old.
Really?
And yeah, and it was just something that the Lord, that I really believe the Lord gave me that gift to play and sing.
So you didn't have lessons or anything?
No,
you
no.
just start playing, find these guitars in the attic.
Exactly, and it's been a driving passion in me my whole life.
Wow.
Yeah, and so I...
Well, it shows in your music.
I mention that because I believe it's the Lord. You know,
yes.
I just believe that it was the destiny. And then going on through my life, as I got a little older, I got married. My wife, Cheryl, we began to seek the Lord more seriously as a couple. And I just really felt like that there was more. And I'm not saying anything negative about where we were. It's just I just really felt like I was reading the Bible and I was seeing things. I was seeing the miracles. I was seeing the power of God, the authority, the covenant. I began to study and see, and I was wondering, you know, is it really true? Is it out there?
Well, and he says he's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Absolutely. One of your favorite verses.
Yes, it is.
And I love that verse.
That says that what we saw in the Bible, what he did, and mm-hmm. he even said, too, that greater works would we do, that he goes to the Father. So you were learning... What, there's still healing for today?
Yes.
And
yes.
prophecy and
absolutely
words of knowledge.
That there was nothing impossible with God.
That's the main thing. There's nothing impossible.
You've heard about being filled with the Spirit and walking in the Spirit, and I wanted to know what that was. And I was really hungry and thirsty, my wife and I, for just to learn. We wanted to be students. We wanted to soak it up. So we decided to branch out, and we left the church that we were at, and we just started praying and asking the Lord to teach us by His Spirit. Throughout the years, we've been in many different denominations, Assembly of God, Church of God, the Vineyard, the Pentecost, the Independents, the Charismatics, and just trying to learn something from all of them, and we have.
Yes.
I'm not saying that we agreed with everything. But as a pastor that I had used to say once, he said, figuratively speaking, we eat the meat and throw the bones away.
Yeah,
and so we took all the good stuff and we tried to apply it to our life, and we're still learning. I mean, we're still students, and I believe we will be until we leave this earth. But I'm reminded of Ezekiel 47 and the illustration of the spiritual growth that's in that chapter, and it reveals the Holy Spirit being represented as a river of water. And you remember the measurements where it was talking about the ankle and the knees and the loins.
Uh-huh.
And then we eventually, you know, it becomes deep to where we swim.
Surrender all.
Absolutely. and that is a huge subject that we could talk about for 3 days.
And I'm sure the people would enjoy hearing you share that.
That's just an illustration, though, of how I believe that the Lord wants us to progress and develop and to continue advancing in our spiritual walk in our life.
It's constant. I have to tell you this. When I was a baby Christian, that's when I knew the most. I thought, I've got the answers. I've got them all. Boy, I'm telling you, I'm smart. And the more I walk with the Lord, the more I know I don't know and need to learn more.
Absolutely. I heard a wise an instructor one time, a professor, say that the more that he learns, the more he realizes he does not know.
Yeah, well, that's the truth.
And I think that a true person who is seeking truth and really wanting to learn is always ready to absorb more. Whenever we get to the point to where we think we know enough or we're satisfied or content with our knowledge, then we'll stop right there.
Yeah,
and we probably will not advance anymore. I also wanted to add that you know, over the years, I just want to say that we've seen a lot of miracles. We've witnessed a tremendous amount of things that I believe are priceless as far as our spiritual walk goes. And we've made so many good friends and so many contacts and pastors and workers. And I've worked in many bands and worship groups. And it's just been such a blessing to be able to see so many different things and have so many different experiences. I think that it's been a great thing for our life.
Well, tell us some of the things that God has done in your life. I know there's several things on your website.
Well, some that come to my mind as far as within our ministry has been I received several prophecies back in the 80s. And I had always played music and played other people's music, but I'd never written any music of my own. And one night we was in an evangelistic meeting, and the evangelist just all of a sudden pointed to me in the middle of the congregation and said, "You will write the new song of the Lord." It went on and on, and I was wondering after it was over with what in the world that meant. And I followed him out in the parking lot, and I asked him, and he said, "Well, I don't really have a whole lot to say other than just pray and seek the Lord, and he'll show you." So as a testimony within our ministry, I'd say 3 or 4 weeks went by, and I was at work one day, and a little tune come to my head, and I was humming it. And some words came. So I grabbed an old scrap piece of paper and wrote them down. It seemed like a song, the verses and chorus and everything all together. So I just wrote it all down real quick, stuck it in my pocket. Later on that evening, I pulled my guitar out after I got home, and I pulled that old piece of paper out, and I got it out, and I played the whole song.
Wow.
And I thought personally, even though I'd played music, you know, for a lot of years, I thought, wow, you know, that's pretty amazing.
Well, you know, when you don't do it and God does it through you, it's like, oh, you're big.
I told Cheryl, I said, "Come over here, listen to the song." And I played the song. And how'd you do that? And then she reminded me of the prophecy that we had had about 4 weeks earlier. And she said, "You remember the song of the Lord." We both were silent, you know, for about a minute. They're just kind of just...
Yeah.
Dumbfounded.
And now you've had how many albums do you have?
I have written hundreds of and recorded hundreds of songs throughout the years. And right after that, they started coming. And a lot of songwriters out there or psalmists that are listening to the show or will probably be able to relate to me that I don't really try to write a song. If one comes to me, I just write the whole song, just all at once.
Oh, Billy, that is wonderful. Thank you, Jesus.
And I don't sit there and like think I got to write this word here and then come back 2 weeks later and put another verse to it. It's usually all or nothing. And when they are, the songs that I've recorded are exactly the way I got them. And so a lot of songs, too, are first person with the Lord speaking, which I think is unusual. But that's just the way I write them. I write them the way I hear them. If the Lord says, you know, this, that, or this, I write it exactly the way I feel like he is speaking to me, just like me and you're talking right now.
Yes.
And so that way, when they're presented, it's almost like the Lord is speaking to whoever will listen, you know, the listener.
Well, let's listen to one of those songs now.
Awesome, okay.
Healer of the Broken Heart. That's the one I want people to hear. Tell me about that. How did that come about?
Well, I can remember actually, you know, I can't remember every song that I've written or a story behind every song, but there are some stories behind some of the songs, and I can remember that one. One night, late at night, it's common for me to write and play music late at night, early in the morning. And I remember that I was feeling down that night. You know, we all have those times where,
oh yes,
where we just, it's hard to explain. We feel like we're in a valley. We feel like we're in a dark place. It's not necessarily an evil place. It's just a sad place. You know, sometimes, especially people that are involved in music, I think, and create creativity or emotional?
People who play music and mm-hmm. write and do art, so. They have higher highs and lower lows.
Now, that's just my personal opinion.
That's my personal opinion.
Yes, yes. And I felt like that night, you know, I was in a low spot. And I don't really even know why, but anyhow, I had the guitar and just really doing some soft worship and crying, you know, just kind of crying out to God. And that song came to me just like a wave that was just like somebody had poured warm honey over me. I remember that because I remember where I was. I was sitting on the side of the bed, and like I said, it was late at night, and the song came to me, and I scribbled it down. And I really did. I wept through that song because I was sensing that the Lord was the only one that could truly heal and bring a joy into anyone's life. And I was crying out to Him actually and asking Him to do that with me. And it was just such a personal, intimate moment between me and Him that I felt like that He literally did touch me and ministered to me that night through that song.
And that song came to you while you were crying out to God. Wow.
And I wrote that song while I was going through that, yes. And a lot of times, you know, Cheryl, my wife, she has very good discernment. And me and her have talked about the songs before, you know, and a lot of the songs throughout the years. And she has said that she felt like that if the songs really were for no one else even, that it's a special gift that God has given to me just from Him, you know, to me.
Yeah, and to feel His presence and to know that He's the one that put it in your
right.
heart and mind.
Right, and if no one else ever liked that song, it means a lot to me, you know, because it was from Him.
Yeah, well, I think they are going to like it. I loved it. Here it is.
My child, your heart's been broken. You think that nobody knows how you feel inside, but my child, have you forgotten that no matter how far you run, there's no place to hide? I am the healer of the broken heart. I'll bind up all yours, I'll never leave. I'll always be there. Let me break the chains that hold you captive, so that you can have a brand new start. Come unto me, I am the healer of the broken heart. I bore your griefs and your sorrows. I feel your hurts and pain. You've carried those burdens far too long. I'll do more than heal your body. I will heal you through and through. 'Cause being free is where you you belong. And I want you to know that I am the healer of the broken heart. I'll bind up all your wounds. I'll never leave. I'll always be there. Let me break the chains that hold you captive, so that you can have a brand new start. Come unto me. I am the healer of the broken heart. I'm a healer of the heart. I'm a healer of the heart. I'm a healer of the heart. Ooh. I'm a healer of the heart.
Billy, that was beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. And that's from your album, Refuge.
Yes, Refuge, yes.
Yes. Now, if somebody wanted that, how would they get it?
If somebody wants that CD, they just get on my website and contact me, and I'll be glad to mail them one.
So there's a lot of other beautiful songs on here. And I wanted to play another one, but I don't think we're going to have time. Some of the songs are The Call and God Knows. Oh, and The Gray Wedding Dress. That's beautiful.
It is a good CD. It's got 16 songs on it, and I'm really proud of it. My son-in-law actually helped me record that song and worked as the engineer and editor in that, and I really appreciate the work that he did on it. I wanted to say something real quick. I know we're running out of time, but on the prophecy, going back to that again, you can hear one of the original 1985 prophecies on the website. They recorded it, and I have kept it all these years, and it's a blessing. But I wanted to just explain just for a minute about what the prophecy was about as far as the writing of the music. And part of the prophecy was said that I wouldn't just be a lyricist that would just churn out lyrics, but that the Lord would have me to walk out what I would write. And at the time, of course, I didn't really understand fully. You know, it would have been great if I had been writing about eating ice cream and being rich or something, you know. But the message that the Lord has given me over the years through the writing of the music has been on topics like self-examination and sacrifice and God's refining fire and holiness and sanctification and repentance and dealing with attitudes and crucifying the flesh and taking up the cross. And so I can honestly say that it's been some hard walking because I've had to walk out what I write experientially.
Well, so. Those who say, Lord, I want all of you. I want everything you have for me. They go through that, but it's not over.
Well,
no telling what God's going to do with you.
Yes, don't misunderstand me. I'm not saying that I've arrived or I have accomplished all those things. But if I think that I've actually just scratched the surface of understanding the big picture. What I'm learning now is that the less there is of me, the more there of him there can be.
Yeah, and it shows. It shows in your countenance. It shows in your writing and your talking.
I hope so.
And especially in your book. And we're not going to be able to talk about your book today. Can you come back next week so we can talk about your book?
Absolutely.
That book is excellent.
Oh,
I mean, it is really excellent. And it It's not something you just sit down and read. It is something that you read a chapter or even read part of a chapter or a few lines, and you have to meditate on it and think about it. I mean, it's so full of wisdom. And
that book is really a combination of a lot of like practical experiential things through being a worship leader for many years, and then also the theological aspect of it. And then, of course, I think the most important part of the book is just the intimate testifying about the relationship that the Lord has with me, you know, with my personal relationship with Him. And I feel like that's what I was trying to express is to seeing it from many different angles, from different parts and pieces of life.
Well, I tell you, I have known you for, I guess, 30 years. I met you many, many years ago, and I admired your music at that time. And here it is this many years later that we run into each other at the same church, Divine Church of the Savior.
Divine appointment.
Yes, and I get to see not the end, but where God has brought you, what all He has done through you and for you and Cheryl. And so this is great. I want you to give your contact information again.
Okay.
We're right at the end here.
I'd like to say, too, that I write a weekly article, and anybody that would like to have their email added to my address book, just contact me and let me know.
Or can they put that on your website?
They can get my email through the website, and then they can ask me anything they want to just through email, and that would be a great way to contact
me. Okay, and your website is?
My website is BillyHollandMinistries.com.
Billy Holland, H-O-L-L.
Yes, H-O-L-L-A-N-D, Ministries.com. And there's a lot to see on the website.
Oh, there is.
Spend as much time there as you want. Take the articles if you need them for your Sunday school class or for your Bible studies. It's all free. With our resources, you know, I'm not trying to push an agenda or endorse a ministry or a political view. So if you give me your email, I just want to send you what the Lord shows me every week. And it's just a topic on a spiritual matter that the God lays on my heart. I love to write. I'm a writer. Love to send it to you and just become friends with you and get to know you and God's people. I just love to be with God's people. If you want a book, you can actually contact me through my website also.
And you'll hear about that next week. But if you have a chance, go look at it because it is very special. One person that I know, a minister friend of mine, said it was like the Bible. You have to read it in small chunks and think about it, and that it's really wisdom. Well, we're out of time.
But before we close, Billy said he wants to give away 5 CDs and a book. So call me at 259-2777, and the first 5 callers will receive a CD, and the 6th caller will receive a book. Again, that's 859-259-2777, and leave me your name, your email address, your phone number, and your address. And Billy will send you a CD or a book, depending on what number of caller you are. Dr. Billy Holland, thank you so much for being on the program and all that you've brought to us. And I look forward to you staying and doing a second program.
Thank you.
Sunshine Today is a listener-supported program and is on every week at this time. If you have been blessed, please send a donation to Sunshine Ministries, P.O. Box 24703, Lexington, Kentucky, 40524. If you would like more information about Sunshine Mission and their vital ministry to the poor and needy in Central Kentucky, please call 859-259-2777, or you can email them at their website, www.sunshineministry.org. Remember, that's S-O-N, like the Son of God. Again, the phone number is 859-259-2777. And the mailing address is Sunshine Ministries, P.O. Box 24703, Lexington, Kentucky, 40524. And now, a final word from Ann.
Jesus loves you, and He loves your compassion for the unbeliever and the poor. And remember, He said in Matthew 25:40, when you've done it unto the least of them, you've done it unto me. This is Ann Stevens saying, go be a blessing. Bye-bye.